ages and was never changed. In 1190, King Philip Augustus built a fortress on the right bank of the Seine because it was the most exposed point in case of an invasion. The downstream zone of the Seine had always been the preferred route of enemies since the time of the Vikings. The huge fortress consisted of a high dungeon protected by a moat and a square outer wall. 10 round towers surrounded the wall to ensure archery coverage of every square foot around it. The big tower was called the Big Tower, and the fortress itself was called the Louvre. The origins of the name are unclear. It could either have meant a place where there are wolves, or have been a deformation of an ancient French word meaning watchtower. The square fortress was situated in the southwest quarter of what is now the Cour Carrée, or Square Courtyard. It was a very impressive work of military architecture. It contained the king's treasure, his arsenal, and his archives. For this reason, it became a symbol and center of monarchic authority. All of the successive kings and rulers would then make a point of honor of making the Louvre bigger, better, and more impressive. In the late 14th century, the king was Charles V the Wise. Civil unrest in Paris prompted him to put the thick walls of the fortress between his person